and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Peggy Lee and Mr. Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in line with our policy of always being first with the latest, we bring you our third-dimensional master of ceremonies, our cineramic singer, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken, and I'm happy to see you so all cut around, because third dimension is definitely the trend. In fact, third dimension's got the movie moguls scurrying around like mad, tying up equipment so they can make all their movies in 3D. It's going to be wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
Golly, can you imagine Errol Flynn in third dimension?
Imagine Marilyn Monroe in third dimension.
I was getting to her, but...
Oh. Say, I see where you and Bob Hope are going to make a picture called Road to the Moon.
We've exhausted the Earth.
That's true. Road to the Moon going to be in third dimension?
Oh, at least. I give Hope credit for one thing, Ken. He's always ready to try something new.
Yes, sir. That boy's always on his toes.
On mine, too, I might add. It's the craziest ideas. You know, Ken, when we were making the Road to Bali, Bob walked on the set one morning wearing a sarong like Dorothy L'Amour.
No kidding. Yeah. How'd the sarong look on him?
Like an old rag tied around a busted steam pipe.
All wet and saggy.
Yes, indeed.
Quite a card, Bob.
It's a scalawag, full of monkey shines. He went to a party the other night with his hair cut and bangs like Mrs. Eisenhower. We've got to open our show here tonight, Ken, on sort of an Andalusian note. We have a spirited... semi-flamenco here called Lady of Spain. My castanets, please.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing all that my eyes are revealing? Lady of Spain, I love you. Be concealing all that my eyes are revealing. Lady of Spain, I love you.
Did I tell you that, did I tell you I have an Eskimo acquaintance who solved his housing problem with a General Electric refrigerator food freezer?
His housing problem? How come?
Well, he's moved himself lock, stock, muckluck into the moist, cold refrigeration section. And he's storing his blubber and whale oil in the zero-degree food freezer.
Darn clever, these Eskimos. But seriously, Bing, the nicest thing about this great GE is that very fact that you get two fine appliances in one breathtaking cabinet. One is GE's famous moist-cold refrigerator. The other, a genuine zero-degree food freezer.
The food freezer has a separate door, its own refrigerating system, its own insulation. And also, this food freezer surrounds up to 89 packages of frozen delicacies. Keeps them bright and delightful up to a year. Ken, Roto-Cold.
Roto-Cold is General Electric's revolutionary new refrigeration. It keeps your foods fresher, safer, longer. Also, Bing, frost never builds up in the refrigerator section. Defrosting is completely automatic.
My friends, this great General Electric twin system refrigerator food freezer is about $5.49 a week after a small down payment. Miss Teresa Brewer, the little recording star, the girl whom we ordinarily associate with personality songs and rhythm songs, has got a big record out on a ballad. A thing called Till I Waltz Again With You. Looks like a big hit. Hope I do nothing to deter its progress.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charms. If my dreams should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms till I kiss you once again. Keep my love locked in your heart, darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time to go, remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I walk again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. It may break your heart and mine the minute when it's time to go. Remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light.
you, John. Now, folks, our featured guest this evening. A delightful young lady loaded with talent, charm, ability, with a beautiful beat, too. Currently co-starring with Danny Thomas in the motion picture The Jazz Singer, Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Ming.
Having a good time here at the Springs, Peg?
Oh, yes, but gee, it's grown so.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, the new El Mirador Hotel, the golf courses and the nightclubs.
Oh, yes, it's a far cry from the little Indian village that once was here, I can tell you that.
Well, how did Palm Springs start anyway, Bing?
Well, Peg, many years ago, it was just a little sleepy Indian village, like I said. Really got its start when one day a covered wagon rolled through here, and a little baby boy bounced out. And this little baby boy was picked up, and he was adopted by the Indians.
And did the Indians give this little boy a name?
Yes, they named him Charlie Farrell. Uh-huh.
Is that an Indian name?
Yes, in Indian that means bouncer of tennis balls.
And now he's heap big mayor, huh?
How?
Well, I guess he was elected.
Oh, I guess so. Hey, you got a song for us, honey?
Yes, I thought I'd do just one of those things.
Oh, I'd like that. Work it out with Mr. Trotter, will you? I'll go over there and sit down. Listen.
All right. Just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings. Just one of those things, it was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things, if we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware. Our love affair was too hard not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, goodbye, goodbye, amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. One of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things, it was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things, if we thought of it, of the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware. Our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen, amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. One of those things. One of those things. It was just one of those.
That's wonderful, Peggy. That's quite an arrangement. Who made that arrangement?
Gordon Jenkins.
Well, it really comes on. A smasher. Very good indeed.
Thank you, Ben.
Say, what do you say you and I take a shot at something together?
What did you have in mind, Ben?
Well, you know, there's a song around, it's an old jazz band song that Fud Livingston wrote called That's a Plenty, and they got some lyrics to it now, and John Trotter's got a wonderful Dixieland arrangement. I'm willing to try it. If I blow a gasket or something, I'll go to the pits, and you and the band take over, huh?
Well, let's say if we blow a gasket.
Oh, you'll be in there.
I bet you
you doing? What is doing to me?
Well, the Dixieland comes a oozing out of it. The Dixielanders sure are proud of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's a plenty for me.
Takes you down to New Orleans,
Basin Street in New Orleans.
You don't have to have the means.
A little bit of rhythm and you're going right with it.
Shut my big brown rolling eyes. If you don't
rock it to the skies, hey boy, say boy, that's a plenty for me.
Gonna get mellow when that fellow blows his horn. Way down where the blues were born, you be gone. The trumpet set of trumpin', really get the joy and jumpin'.
Beat it out, brother, there's no other remedy. And that's a plenty,
plenty for me.
Bing, I think everyone really liked that song.
Thank you, Ken. It's just...
But nobody...
What?
...likes to do dishes.
Trapped me again.
Yeah. Huh?
Have you got an answer for this perilous problem?
Why, sure, Bing. A General Electric automatic pre-rinsing dishwasher.
My friends, this General Electric dishwasher is a crockery cleansing dilly. Washes dishes, pots, pans, silverware, glasses, everything. All automatically. Add to that the entrancing news that you needn't pre-rinse dishes with the GE dishwasher.
How true, Master, how true. And after pre-rinsing, washing, and double-rinsing them, the GE dishwasher dries your dishes in Calrod heated air.
And friends, they're washed with water hotter than your hands can stand, and that makes them hygienically clean. A major point, you know, when the common cold is rampant.
And this General Electric dishwasher has a really big family capacity. It does all the dishes for a family service for eight. Shall we go on, Bing?
No, Ken, let's let the panting populace go on.
Good.
Go on down to the General Electric dealer for a demonstration. My friends, just about $3.82 a week after a small down payment, and you can be given demonstrations in your own kitchen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, comes a gay interlude in our show. The moment when we present our violin soloist, Mr. Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
Yeah. What are you going to play for us tonight, Joe?
I'm going to play Sweet Lorraine.
Oh, goody, goody.
In third dimension.
You know, he might at that. He just might. Take over, Joe.
Thank you.
Merci, molto bene, molto bene. That was very frothy, very lacy, flashy, too. Here's a little ballad that's very popular this year. It's rather a poignant lament called Keep It a Secret. Pretty poignant, huh?
If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret, whatever you do. Why should you tell me and break my poor heart? Then foolish pride would just drive us apart. If you see my darling in some rendezvous, painting the town with a boy she once knew, pay no attention and just let it be, but keep it a secret from me. If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret. Whatever you do, why should you tell me? Break my poor heart, then foolish pride gonna drive us apart. If you see my darling in some rendezvous, painting the town with a boy she once knew, pay no attention and just let it be, but keep it a secret.
Have you ever cooked food on an airliner?
No, Ken, I never have. I'm generally too busy giving out road to Bally circulars, serving orange juice.
Bing, I'm referring to a General Electric airliner range.
Oh, yes. Well, on this airliner, I have cooked in abundance. And might I add, its speed cooking has produced many a Crosby on the spot dinner. My friends, first off, nestled neatly up on the surface of this wonderful range, you get four of GE's clean and speedy Calrod cooking units.
Right, Bing, and one of them's even a super speed unit. Prove the world's fastest home electric cooking unit.
Oh, it's an absolute marvel, Ken. And another is the Deep Well Thrift Cooker. Oh, this magical dilly cunningly converts to a fourth surface cooking unit.
Then, too, with this airliner range, you get glistening push-button controls so you can cook with a flick of a finger.
And this GE has a big, big master oven. Indeed, this massive beauty is such a giant it holds a meal for 18 people, or the biggest turkey you can buy. Yes, the recommended retail price is only $309.95. This is a rare bargain, if I've ever heard one. The pastoral tones of Phil Schuchman's flute lead us into one of Paramount's old songs, June and January.
A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June. I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due. Just you, it's June January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
That sort of wraps up this little rotamontade for tonight. Thanks to Peggy Lee and Joe Venuti for joining us. Next week, we should have some fun because our guest will be a young fellow named Jimmy Boyd, the talented kid who had the big record of I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. And also with us will be the ebullient Mr. Giuseppe Venuti again. In closing, I'd like to remind you about General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, and thank you very much.
The Bing Crosby Show for General Electric was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Jimmy Boyd and Joe Venuti.
This is the CBS Radio Network.